was looking over the Sedra, found it interesting that the Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned 5 times within Parshas Bahar and Bechukosai. One is in Perik Chav Hei Pasuk Lamed Ches, Ani Hashem Alekeichem Asher Yitzesi Eschem Meretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem your God that took you out of the land of Mitzrayim, Losses Lechem Es Eretz Canaan, to give you the land of Canaan, Lios Lechem Lelekim, to be to you as a God. Another time is Perik Chav Hei Pasuk Mem Beis, Ki Avodai Heim, they are my servants, Asher Yitzesi Eschem Meretz Mitzrayim, that I have taken them out of Eretz, out of the land of Mitzrayim. Lo yimachru mimkeres aved, they should not be sold, the sale of slaves. A third time is in Kapitel Chafei Pasuk Nun Hei, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, because to me b'nei Yisrael are servants, avodaihem, they are my servants, asher yitzesi oisam Eretz Mitzrayim, I took them out of the land of Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem your God. And then in Parshas Bechukosai, in Kapitel Chavav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Asher Yitzesi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem your God, that I took you out of the land of Mitzrayim. From bringing slaves to them. And then towards the end of the parsha, it says, "V'zacharti kapitel chav zayin pasuk mem hey, v'zacharti lahem bris rishayim. I will remember for them the covenant of the first ones. Asher etzesi oisam eretz Mitzrayim leinei agoyim, that I took them out of the land of Mitzrayim to the eyes of the nations. Lias lahem leilekim, to be to them as a God. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem." Now, I'm not really going to go into why it's mentioned 5 times, but what I do want to point out is that each and every time Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned, as well as all the other times in the Torah it's mentioned, the Pasuk always says, Asher Yitzesi Oysam Rasher, Asher Yitzesi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, that I took you out of the land of Mitzrayim. It always says the word Asher. Asher Yitzesi Oysam. Or Asher Yitzesi Eschem. The Pasuk could have just said, Sheh Yitzesi Eschem, that I took you out. But the Pasuk always uses the word Asher. And I'd like to focus on to why that might be. And once again, I'd like to focus on perhaps what might be the message of the 39th day of the Sefira to prepare us for Kabbalah Satayra, and what is the significance of the Midah associated with the 39th day, which is Netzach Shebiyasoid, as we explained earlier, that is eternity within foundation. At the end of Parshas Vayechi, Yosef has his brothers take an oath. And he says to them, it says, Vayashba Yosef is b'nei Yisrael leimar. Yosef made his brothers take an oath. Leimar pocket yivkoid, alekim haskam, Hashem will remember you. V'ha'alisem es atzmo yisai mizeh itchem. You shall take my bones, you shall elevate my bones from here with you. And indeed, in Parshas B'Shalach, when they were leaving Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe es atzmois Yosef, imay Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him. Now, what's interesting is that both Yosef and later on, when the Pasuk refers to Yosef, it calls it atzmois Yosef, the bones of Yosef. Which seems... which is interesting because, first of all, Yosef wasn't bound. So therefore, his body was intact. It wasn't just his bones. Besides the fact that tzaddikim, as we know, do not, their bodies do not decompose. So why is it that it is referred to as Atzmos Yosef, the bones as Yosef, as opposed to the body of Yosef? So perhaps we can say there are three areas, three categories that really encompass a person's nisyonis, the different tests that a person has in life. The first area is nisyonis, such as desires that we have to act or to speak or to think opposite Hashem's will, contrary to Hashem's will. That is a nisyon that we face on a daily basis, nisyonis that we constantly have to deal with. The second type of nisyonis that we have are nisyonis in emunah, tests to our faith in Hashem. There are things that happen in our lives that are very difficult to understand, when bad things happen to good people. And although we're obligated to believe that Kol Ma'ada Oved Rachmana L'Tav Oved, everything that Hashem does is for the good, it's sometimes very difficult. It's very difficult sometimes to see that Hashem controls the world and how the Rebbein Hashem can possibly do the things that he does. It's just very difficult to understand. So we have those nisyonis in Amunah. And the third category of our nisyonis are bein adam l'chaveiroi, are between man and fellow. We are tempted to focus on other people's faults instead of their attributes. And as we mentioned before, there's a mitzvah v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, to love a fellow Jew like oneself. And not only does this apply bin adam l'chaveiroi, but this applies bin adam l'atzmai as well, applies between man and themselves. We are also drawn to focus on our own shortcomings, which causes us to despair. It causes us to give up, whether it's we're giving up on others or we're giving up on ourselves. Both are equally detrimental. So these are nisyonis. These are three areas of nisyonis that we constantly have to deal with. And I'd like to suggest that it is the declaration that we make twice a day that helps us deal with these nisyonis. And that declaration is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And there are three different kavanas that we need to have when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. One is the simple understanding that Hashem is one, Hashem is the one and only, and that Hashem fills all the worlds, and He sees all of our actions, and He hears our speech, and He can see our thoughts. And as a result, if we strengthen the faith in that concept, then when it comes to matters, to times of nisayon, when we are faced with our temptations to act contrary to Hashem's will, due to the fact that we have made this declaration and we have internalized this declaration of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we therefore feel that we are in Hashem's presence, and we are able to withstand the temptations, these daily temptations that we have. And we don't act contrary to Hashem's will because we believe that He is watching over us and listening to what we have to say and understanding what our thoughts are. as it says in the first Sivan Shulchan Aruch, Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Samed, that when a person is able to envision Hashem, envision themselves in Hashem's presence, in Hashem's presence constantly, that says the Shulchan Aruch, that keeps a person from committing averus. So the first kavan of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, in its simple understanding, is what helps us deal with that first level of nesiyonos, which is the type of nesiyonos that we have in areas of taiva, temptations, or anything that is contrary to Hashem's will. The second understanding of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is, as is written in this Sfara, that whether it's Hashem, which is Hashem's name Yudkei Vavkei, which represents Hashem's conduct of kindness, the Midas HaChesed, or Elokeinu, which represents Hashem's attribute of Din, of justice, of severity. All we have to know that Hashem Echad, both Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, it is all Havai, it is all Chesed, it's all kindness. Kol ma da'avad rachmanu l'ta'avad, Hashem knows what's best. Although we don't understand it, our declaration is, whether it's Havaya, or whether it's Elokeinu, whether it's Midas HaChesed or Midas HaDin, Havaya Echad, it's all Chesed. So that Kavana in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, dealing with the different names of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that it's all one, it's all Havaya, it's all Chesed, that helps us deal with our Nesiyonos and Emunah, with our tests in the area of faith. So when things happen and we don't understand, we're able to strengthen ourselves with this kavana of Shema Yisrael, that whether it's Havaya or Elokeinu, it's all Havaya Echad, it's all Midas HaChesed. The third kavana in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is as written in the Zera Kodesh from the Rav Shetziruv. The Rav Shetziruv says that the reason why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam chose his name to be Yudkei Vavkei is because the gematria, the numerical value of Yudkei Vavkei, is 26, which is 2 times Echad. It is 2 times 1. Echad. Echad, the gematria, the numerical value of Echad is 13. 2 times 13 is 26. Says the Rav Shetziruv that just like we make the Rebbeinu Shel Olam one in the world by declaring that Hashem Echad, so also the Rebbeinu Shel Olam makes us one in the world. Out of his love to us, Hashem declares, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, who is like the nation Yisrael, one nation upon the earth. The Chazal say that, what is written, the Chazal say that Hashem wears tefillin. And the Chazal ask, what is written in Hashem's tefillin? In Hashem's tefillin is written, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. In our tefillin, we write, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In Hashem's tefillin, it says, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. So just like we declare Hashem's oneness in the world, Hashem declares Kaviyachal our oneness in the world. And Hashem integrated that into his name, that Yudke Vavke is Gematria 26, which is Gematria 2 times Echad, representing himself and Klal Yisrael. And he says further that the reason why Hashem chose specifically the letters Yudke Vavke, there could be other combinations of letters to equal 26. The reason why he chose Yudke Vavke is because the milui of each one of these letters, meaning if a person wants to write out a letter, for example, the letter Yud would be written Yud Vav Dalet. The letter He would be written He. That's when the letters are written out. So the milui, which are the letters that fill in, for example, the Vav Dalet of Yud, the milui of Yud Kei Vav Kei is also 26. Because Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, so Vav and Dalet is 10, which is the same as Yud. And then the other letters are hey is hey hey, vav is vav vav, and hey is also hey hey. So the miluy of yud kei vav kei is also yud kei vav kei, is also 26, indicating, it says the Rav Shetziruv, that Hashem's instilled his godliness in Klal Yisrael as well. So Yud Kei Vav Kei in essence is twice Yud Kei Vav Kei, one representing himself and one representing the godliness that he placed in Klal Yisrael. So when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, what we need to realize then is that just like we are making Hashem one, Hashem is also making us one, due to the godliness that He has instilled within us. And it is therefore that we have to believe in ourselves. We have to believe in every Yid. We have no right to despair, and we have no right to give up on anyone. We cannot focus on the faults of other people or on our own shortcomings. We need to focus on the godliness within others and within ourselves. That is all represented in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And that third kavana helps us deal with that third nisayon that we have, which is either Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Ben Adam L'Atzmai, which is that nisayon of focusing on other people's or on our own faults or shortcomings. The Rav Shetziruv explains what we say on Friday night, Kigavno. Friday night by well, before Maariv, explains that Kigavno di inun misiachden le'ilo ba'echad. Just like we declare Hashem's oneness above, so also He, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, declares our oneness down below, so that we should be together with Him, one above and one below. So then it says the Zohar HaKadosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu above, he does not sit on his kisei hakavod, on his throne of glory, until he accomplishes his secret of echad. Kigavno delay, the way he does it, that there should be one opposite one, by declaring Klal Yisrael as one. Kimna says the Zohar, with this we understand the raza, the secret, that Hashem is one and His name is one. Meaning that the reason why Hashem chose His name to be Havaya is because His name represents twice Echad. Now, Yesoid, the Midah of Yesoid, perhaps we can say represents our Emunah. The foundation of a Yid is their Emunah. As the Rambam begins his Sefer, Yesoid HaYesoidus, that the foundation of all foundations is Lahamin, is to believe, to have faith. That is our Yisoid. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is our Yisoid. So, in truth, each and every one of these kavanas in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is a foundation. But each one of these foundations only addresses one area of our Nesiyonos. But when all three of these foundations, all three of these kavanas come together, they address every area of Nisayan in a person's life, whether it's matters of of taivas, of desires or matters, nesiyanis in amuna, or whether it's nesiyanis in bein adam lachavera, bein adam laatzmai, these three kavonas, in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, strengthen and encompass all three of, and address all three of these areas. To the point that if someone has these yisoidis in all three of the areas, there is netzach, there is eternity to such a yisoid. Due to the fact that it encompasses all areas, it is guaranteed not to falter. So netzach shebi yisoid, in essence, is the implementing of all three kavanas of Echad. The gematria of Echad is 13. 3 times Echad is 39. So the message of day 39 is to strengthen these three kavanas of Echad in our minds and in our hearts, to the point that there should be netzach shebi yisoid, there should be eternity to our yisoid of emuna, so that it should address all elements, all areas of our nesiyonis. And this is what we say by Mincha and Shabbos: Ato echod v'shimcha echod u'mika amcha Yisrael goy echod ba'aretz. Ato echod is simply you are one, Rabbeinu Shalom. You are one. You are all over. Maloich al aretz kevoidai. You're watching every step that we make. You watch, you see our thoughts, and you hear our speech. And therefore, I can never act against you. V'shimcha echod. Your names are all one. Whether it's Havaya or Elokeinu, it's Havaya Echad. Whether I understand or I don't understand, whether it's kindness or it's justice, it's all Havaya Echad. And finally, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, to address the area of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Ben Adam L'Atzmai. Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Rabbeinu Shlom, you declared us as one in this world because you invested within us godliness. And we find by Yosef HaTzadik, we find all that he was perfect in all three of these areas. When Yosef faced a tremendous nisayon with his master's wife, Chazal say, "Nirlay d'mis d'yuknei shel aviv," he saw the image of his father, and that's a reference to his father in heaven. He saw the Ribbono shel Olam standing over him, and he was able to overcome his nisayon. That's the concept of Ato Echad, the first kavan of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Ato Echad, that you're watching over me. And then Yosef went through such difficult times in his life. His brothers sold him as a slave. But Yosef never questioned Hashem because he knew Havaya, whether it's Havaya or Elokeinu, it's all Havaya Echad. It's all Hashem. Whatever Hashem does is for the good. And as he himself said to his brothers later on, "Loi atam shlachti oisi heina," you did not send me here. Kim alekim. The Rabbeinu Shlom had a plan. Yosef knew that Havaya Elokeinu Havaya Echad. And finally, despite the fact that his brothers wronged him in such a terrible manner, Yosef didn't hold a grudge against them. Because Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, he was able to see the godliness within them instead of focusing on their faults. And that is why Yosef is the one that embodies the mid of Yisoid, because that is, he represents the Yisoid of Yiddishkeit. And Yosef wanted that when Klal Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim, that they should take this Yisoid with them. They should take these foundations of Yiddishkeit with them. The three different kavanas of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So he told them, "Halisem es atzmois ha'mizeitchem," take my atzmius, take my essence with you. That is what Yitzias Mitzrayim needs to be. And the Pasuk records later on, Vayikach Moshe es Atzmos Yosef Imoy. It was no other than Moshe that took Moshe's Atzmos, that took Yosef's Atzmos, because Moshe represents the Midah of Netzach. So when Moshe took Atzmos Yosef, it was Netzach Shem Yisoid, the eternity of Yisoid, due to the fact that it encompasses all areas of a person's life. And that is why I believe every time Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned, it says Asher Hoitzeis Yeschem, because Asher, the numerical value of Asher is 501, which is the same numerical value as Yosef and Moshe together. Yosef is 156, Moshe is 345. Together, they are 501. Netzach Shebiyasoid, that is what Yetzias Mitzrayim is about. Taking the Atzmias of Yosef and all three different kavanas of Echad, Ato Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad, taking all three of those kavanas and implementing them into our lives, into our minds and our hearts. It is through three times Echad, 39, that we are able to accomplish Netzach Shem Yosef. That we should be able to bring all three of these kavanas into our daily lives, that there should be Netzach Shebiyasoid, and that merit, just like we left Mitzrayim with Netzach Shebiyasoid, we should be zeicha to leave this Golas Bekarev with Netzach Shebiyasoid, Bevias Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehera B'yameinu, Amen.